From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. Artists often draw on historical events for inspiration, but American history through the brush of Jacob Lawrence has its own distinctive style. The African-American artist is one of the great modernist painters of the 20th century. His series, Struggle from the History of the American People, opened last weekend at the Birmingham Museum of Art. Though he died 20 years ago, Lawrence's work is still potent and relevant. WBHM's Andrew Yeager takes a closer look.
As we stroll around the gallery, the museum's American art curator, Caitlin Crawford, has trouble picking out a favorite painting.
They're all wonderful.
Visitors to the museum will be struck by Lawrence's bold, unique style.
They're very linear. He's using hard lines. He's not trying to make his people look like people.
It's modern art, not realistic. Yet the angular geometric figures convey movement. There's action packed into each scene. Bold, contrasting colors heighten the drama. Jacob Lawrence was born in 1917. The painter came of age in New York City and studied with artists of the Harlem Renaissance. He gained national prominence in his 20s. He's best known for collections of paintings that tell stories. His most famous series traces the Great Migration of African Americans from the South to the North in the early 1900s. Friend and artist Barbara Earle Thomas was a student of his at the University of Washington in the mid-1970s. She knew him for almost 2 years before she realized he was a star in the art world.
I came back and I said, "Did you've been holding out on me?" I said, "You're famous." He just smiled. And he said, "Oh, Barbara." And that was that.
Lawrence was understated and soft-spoken, but he spoke forcefully through his artwork. The power of the Struggle series practically jumps out of the panels, despite their relatively small size.
They're really intimate, I think. These are panels that, if you took their frames off, could be held in your hands almost like a book.
Curator Caitlin Crawford says Lawrence originally planned 60 panels for the series. He produced only 30. Five were lost. But when the series was shown at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, just before coming to Birmingham, a visitor recognized Lawrence's style and realized one of the panels might be at a neighbor's home. Sure enough, the Met authenticated the work from a private collection, and that lost panel is now part of the show. Lawrence's historical figures do not look like George Washington triumphantly crossing the Delaware River. On Lawrence's panels, soldiers suffer. They're hunkered down in their boats, wrapped up, trying not to freeze.
We don't need a George Washington figure. You're in the boat with these individuals, and each common person is a protagonist in the creation of the early United States.
I'm noticing how many of them have blood dripping.
Yes. Seriously violent. it's a real theme throughout the series. And I think you never escape that very literal sense of the struggle.
Lawrence said he was not trying to paint black history. He was trying to depict a full picture of American history, of which black people, indigenous people, and others are a part. In a 1988 interview with Terry Gross on NPR's Fresh Air, Lawrence said he wanted to create compelling art.
But I did them out of sheer drama and out of being able to relate to the content. That was my purpose for doing them.
Lawrence created this series in the mid-1950s, during the civil rights struggle. Artist Barbara Earle Thomas says Lawrence's work is important today because it forces the audience to wrestle with our shared, troubled history at a time of racial reckoning.
I think that now is our job, for us to together figure out what we're all losing by not looking straight into the eyes of the beast that we've created together.
Andrew Yeager, WBHM.
The exhibit runs at the Birmingham Museum of Art through February 7th. We should note that the museum is a program sponsor of WBHM, but our news and business departments operate independently.